You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Caso coming in today. We got Priscilla here on her way. And we got Taz coming in. It's a full house. Only thing we don't have is Nick to take pictures. So you'll just have to imagine what's going on. Anyway, if you missed it last week, we had Archetype and Lightfoot on. They're from AR Classic. They just did a cool thing called The Shift at Mass Apparel. And basically that was Lightfoot showed up, clocked in, 8 hours, made beats, came out of it with a beat tape, uploaded it immediately. It's a new thing they're going to do every other month. Next one is in April with Billy Loman, who you may remember from a previous LFOD radio episode. If you don't remember Billy Loman, head over to LFODradio.com. He's right on there. And as well as the Kyle Bent interview, that Shift interview we just talked about, MDOT, the Record Co., Booger Money, Ron Beattie, etc., etc., etc. The State of New England Hip Hop, which some people are just getting hip to, and it's dope to see people discovering that because that was a great conversation and definitely something that people should be checking out. You can also just head right to the Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/LFODradio. Or if you want a shorter, smaller portion of the video of the interview, soundcloud.com/LFOD. That's got like the real meat of it, 10 minutes. What's up with the artist? What are they doing right now? If you want the in-depth, you go to the Mixcloud. It's all good. We also have snippets, likes, reposts, New England Hip Hop playlist, etc. on that SoundCloud. If you want to get at us on Twitter, @LiveFreeODRadio. If you want to chime in, and Instagram, Facebook, @LFODRadio. And if you are an artist, submissions@LFODRadio.com. That's what you want to do. Next week, though, we got the hip-hop transformation coming through, which I'm fired up about. If you don't know about them, again, check out some past episodes. But basically, the city of Cambridge has a dope program where these kids, these high schoolers, get the opportunity to record at the Bridge and link up with some industry dudes and women and just basically get all the tools they need to make a quality hip-hop album. And a couple of them have really taken off and ran with it. So it's a dope thing that happens in Cambridge. And we like to have them on here and check in with them every year. So they'll be in next week to let us know what they've been up to. That being said, we're going to get into some music, and when we're done, we should be back with Caso. You're tuned into Live Free or Die. We go right around in the whip. We go right around in the whip. We go right around in the whip. We go right around. Ride right around a hood all day. Drug dealers in the holes like the good old days. All you hear is asking where the weed at. All the fiends hit the crack, you know they need that. Jada spit it like it's heroin in these raps. What you know about the projects and sewer rats? Broken Dutchies in the stairwell, I'm used to that. They were pissing elevators, why they doing that? We don't never take care of nothing up in this bitch. And you wonder why they don't never give us. By the turn of Sunnyside, I don't give a shit. All the hustlers move to white like a seminar. All the jails sending kites, get the messages. Better watch your baby mama, shoot you with your friend. I don't even think you know what you up against. Frosted flakes up in the bowl, let me give it 10. We gon' ride around in the whip. We gon' ride around in the whip, whip, whip. We gon' ride around in the whip. We gon' ride around. It's motivation cause I gotta get it. Tom Cruise, I'm on a mission, put it in fruition. I've been giving you the game, you just gotta listen. Every time I get high, I be paranoid. Gotta watch out for the law cause they shooting boys. Band camp like a drum, I be making noise. Hit the weed or drink the liquor, to pick your poison. Hand off for deliver, you can get the order. Warming up is like an oven, I'm just getting started. I don't ever do the crime, I'm just a reporter. LeBron, Jaden going hard in the fourth quarter.
We gon' ride around in the whip. We gon' ride around in the whip, whip, whip. We gon' ride around in the whip. We gon' ride around.
That's Rollies, investments, and property. Moving way across the border in Socrates. Push boy, we bout cheddar and broccoli. Put the beef on display if they watching me. Cut the coke up and serve it real properly. Can that help with these bitches just clacking me up? We just really worried about the money. Currency coming threes. Putting niggas on their knees. Don't watch the throne, just watch me. We just riding clean on a motorbike. It's over right. Looking for a way to please it overnight. You know I love to tease it, all right, baby. Lane switching, big body bitch, and codeine for breakfast. Ain't no redemption. Her neck was worth it, her friend was with her. Heard the block was time, but you need extensions. Brought a couple bitches, filled the bins up. Racked the work up and just bagged the ends up. Never lacking it, been no pretenders. Pack a purpose, man, no surrender. All about business, but you know I get it. Two things in my army, you know they with it. My pockets a mess between cake and spinach. You get it? Others want the cake, others want the cake. Party out in L.A., they catch me back in my sleep. Others ride my wave, others ride my whip. Chain heavy when it's fine. Niggas really rub the guy. Bad bitches on my line now. When I hit them, they on time now. I don't want them, they on time out. I was broken, couldn't climb out. I was savage, nigga, why not? Chink off triple and it shine now. Hey, patience always by my side now. Real hitters, but they ride out. Wanna post all on the grand now. Say I'm the man with the plan now. But stay in your lane, ain't no handouts. Every bitch is a 10, can you stand out? Hit the work in the base and then dipped out. Hit the club with your bitchy, my bitch now. Richie Rich in the bag, we throw cash out. Triple digits, we scoring from out of bounds. All in the city, they love me. Putting that dick in the tummy. Rapping that work up like mommy. We get it straight from the country. I get it. That cake is the only thing on me. We flipping them digits. My niggas are realest. Pure dope and I spit it. Others want the cake. Others want the cake. Party out in L.A. They catch it back in my state. Others ride my wave. Others ride my way. Chain heavy when it's fine. Niggas really ready to go.
Trip to chase the money. Off the rim. loop, but she wanna fuck me cause she heard him next. Solo photo, you don't pose a threat. Don't know yoga, but the yoga stretch like a limousine. Handstands, boy, I learned the ropes just to pull the strings. I've been dipping in and out the city, babe. Just you call me Castle, baby. Can you sell my time? I need somebody if we go with me. Need somebody.
Who the f we can? There ain't nobody if we go with me.
I am the connect. I am the connect.
I'm going down with the Rockefellers. I'm going down with the Kennedys. Boy, I heard sex getting amnesia. That gon' be the only way they don't remember me. I can teach you how to keep your paper steady. I can teach you how to keep your paper steady. Next time in them call you asking for your time, bang it on the nigga and he ain't talking fatty. I can't go back to the road. I can't go back to the road.
Holla, holla, I can't let this finish. They forgot who the fuck I is.
We got Casso in the building.
Hey, what's good? What's good? What's going on?
That record is still so hard, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. I worked. That was one of my favorite records, actually, that I had dropped in the city.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It's falling second to the new music that's coming out, but like, either way, I'm excited.
So, you like that better than For the Loot?
I love performing for the loop, because when I perform for the loop, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. But can they be in time for first place?
Okay.
Time for first place.
Because you got we need to remind people sometimes, because I noticed you deleted your whole SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's we had to make room for the new.
Okay.
You know, and some of them songs you seen up there, they might be coming back.
Okay.
You know, they might have videos for them. You never know.
That's the truth. We never know with you, dude. Ever. So, because I'm not going to lie, there was one you had way back that was only up for like 2 weeks, and it was my jam, and then it was gone. I'm not even going to bother you about that, but you had some heat on there that I listen to that Computers Freestyle all the time.
Yeah.
We
actually, since you fam, I wouldn't even tell people this, but we actually started shooting a video for that.
Word.
I believe it was last weekend. It was like the coldest day of the year, something like that. I can't recall, but yeah, we shot it. It's gonna be amazing when it comes.
Dope. I love when the caller is not available. That's the best part. So, but you got some new stuff, man. What's going on? Like, what did you do? Where have you been the last year?
I definitely believe I had the talent, but I didn't have the resources to like put forth the presentation that I wanted. And like, God has blessed me with amazing people like Bird, who shot the video along with my other videographer / photographer, Jeff the Best. And like, as a unit, like as a family, like people have been coming together and like utilizing like what they're good at, as well as I'm utilizing what I'm good at, you know, to push forward to the same goal. And coincidentally, like, they want to see me shine as much as I want to see me shine. So now that I have everything in order and I have like the right people around me and the right resources, I'm just trying to push forward and like get to that point where like I'm supposed to be. I know I'm supposed to be there already, but I'm trying to get there now. And it's the only thing that's like sucks is that I gotta start from the bottom again. So like I see them numbers, I see like a 500 there, and I'm like, but I know like this is like just like I gotta prove it all over again. I don't mind that though, cause this is gonna be hot. All this music's hot.
Right. Yeah. I believe it, man. I've heard little things here and there when you just mess around singing stuff like, yo, I'm working on this. You know? And it's like, damn. The Back to the Road joint. There's a lot of joints.
Yeah,
like,
Back on the Road. Oh, that's gonna be, oh man. This, I hope one day like they come back and listen to this interview, because like I'm spilling a lot of secrets right now. But yeah, that's actually one of my favorite records that I've done. Back on the Road. Remember when we were talking early and I was trying to figure out what I like better, For the Loot or I Am the Connect? Back on the Road, I definitely love better than both of them records.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's big. Yeah. For people that don't know, when you hear that one, you're gonna lose it. So that's what's up, man. Because I feel like your visions, you've always had a huge vision. Like, you blew my mind when I first met you and you laid it out for me. So it's good that you plotted it out, because I could see how that would be frustrating. Because that's how you get in that Kanye zone where you're $50 million in debt, because you just had to do what you had to do. You know.
So. The whole thing about that too is that, like, when I was younger, not too much younger, but I was here, but like my mind was younger, so when I had those goals, although they were like big goals, I didn't realize I didn't have the resources to make them come into fruition. And now, having those resources, I'm still aiming for them same goals. I still want that 50 before I'm 26.
Said 25. No, by like,
it's 25.
Okay.
But so as long as I do it when I'm 25, as long as I'm not 26.
Okay.
It's still there.
Okay.
And June 23rd is my birthday, so like I'm reaching for it.
I wasn't even gonna bring that up.
No. I'm gonna be a man about this. I want this.
Okay.
I want this MC. And if it doesn't happen, I understand why it didn't happen. You know, but like I still want this. This is still something I'm reaching for. So
for people who are hearing of you for the first time, I would definitely recommend going to LFODradio.com, typing in Casso, C-A-S-S-O, and listen to our first talk where you laid it out.
That was a good
talk. Because, dude, that was good, and you blew my mind, because I was like, what is he saying? You're like, nah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. So I believed you. I still believe you.
Right now, like, everything around me, like, I have everything positioned for that to come into fruition.
My dude.
So it's just like, I'm waiting for that tipping point. So when that tipping point happens, everything is going to spill and it's going to be beautiful. So it's just like I'm glad I said that, because I put a fire under my butt. It put a fire under me. So
thanks for editing yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I caught myself. It was like mid-conversation. I caught myself.
Right in the butt there. Yep. So you've been tightening things up in the background, making sure the music's right.
Yeah.
Which it is.
Thank you.
And you're getting the plan together. You've got the team together. People just naturally rallied around you. And like, when does the flood start? Is it starting? Is this it? Is this new record the start of it? Or is this just a, hey,
that's like a
I'm
warning shot.
Back.
That was a warning shot.
Okay.
It was look it. That's going to be the worst video to come out this year.
Okay.
And that's better than a lot of people's video.
Okay.
I mean, to be honest. I just needed to test the waters. That was honestly, to be 100% technical, that was more for marketing research, to see like where am I going to pull views in from when we push forward with the next records we're going to drop. How are people going to react to me doing love music or like slow R&B-ish type of music, you know? And based on these responses, all I can say is that before April, it's going to get really, really scary.
My dude.
Really, really scary.
Scary.
Really scary.
He's talking about love music, then scary.
Hey, you know, that's what psychos do, man.
I hear, I hear that. So where can people watch that video?
Right now, it's on YouTube. If you type in Casso, Wintertime Love, the love has an X instead of an O. It should pop up. It should be on one of the first video. Daniel Autumn Films. Oh, people don't know this, but Daniel Autumn Films is actually a film company I started with Bird. So like, we shot and edited that video, you know, along with my homie Jeff, aka Jeff the Best, aka Heffy the Best. We came together as a collective and like utilized like all our best talents and put together an amazing video and pushing forward, we're gonna be taking clients soon. Side note, since we plugging in things,
plug
graphic designs. I actually stepped up to the other day. I learned how to make animated GIFs off the designs. I'll actually show you one when the interview is over. So like now I'm gonna fully like brand the whole graphic designer thing. We have a company called Brown and White that's gonna do the digital media. It's alongside Daniel Autumn Films. So
flex.
Yeah, it's gonna, yeah.
For people that don't know, Casso did the LFOD logo.
It's nice
for us, and he does a ton of our artwork. We always go to you first.
Like an event coming up soon.
We do have an event coming up soon. We're going to talk about that after if you want to stick around and chip in.
No problem.
We're doing a little 24 and 24.
I got an event coming up myself, actually.
Tell them.
Friday, March 10th, I'm actually hosting.
Really?
And performing. Yes, I want to tell you my first time hosting. It's my second time hosting, but it's going to be my first time hosting in like this large of a crowd. If you want to come out, tickets on me,
you're
more than welcome to come out. It's going to be in Everett at the Paris Street Gala. It's going to be art being exposed by like Soraya. There's going to be a live painting going on.
Oh, she's dope. I've seen her stuff.
Yeah. What? Farrah Evita is going to be hosting with me.
Shout out to Farrah.
And let me see some great performers like Jonah, April Stanford, and myself. And Pastelitos. Like, who does not want Pastelitos, you know? Like, so it's going to be a great night. If you have an opportunity to come, ladies and gentlemen, you should come. I'll be posting a flyer on my Facebook. If you don't have me on Facebook, Edward Picasso Spalding, I'll be tagging LFOD all day.
Please do, man. We'll share it. We'll definitely share it. People don't tag us enough. Like, people we don't know tag us, but then the people we do know, like, expect us to just, like, know about stuff. And we try, but there's a lot going on. You said March 10th?
Yes, sir.
So that's Friday, 10th. Right?
Yeah, this Friday.
Yeah.
This Friday. I gotta
You got to start posting that, man.
I do so much. I have graphic designs that I'm still, clients that are still hitting me up. And then, like, I got to build this giant set for a video that I'm not even supposed to be talking about right now.
Okay.
I love it, though. But, like, the marketing thing is the only thing that's gonna like bite me in the butt.
Well, I'm trying to get some interns. I'll share them with you
Just
get them going. Yeah. We'll just get it rocking.
See,
Maybe you can hire LFOD Consulting Services to get your marketing.
I like that plug.
Anyway, dude. So, and that's a good question. I'm glad you said this. Are you going to keep your social media on? Because I don't even know which.
Yeah.
I don't think you're even on Twitter anymore.
Nah.
Black Morris is gone.
Yeah.
It's Forever Casso on Instagram. I don't know what's going on anymore.
They were talking about getting me back on Twitter. The thing with Twitter is like, I don't... It's a tool to just leave my thoughts, and my thoughts shouldn't be like blasted at any time because I do so much stuff like, and people are so sensitive, they think I'm always talking about them. I prefer not to be on Twitter.
Right.
Snapchat though, I love Snapchat. If you got Snapchat, follow me. Where's Casso? It's a perfect Snapchat name. Like I'm just I love like incorporating you in my life. And averse to like, you know, texting about what I'm thinking. So now I feel like Snapchat's a better live form of like up to date, you know, what's going on in my life than Twitter.
That's what's up. I hear that. Do you mess with the Instagram stories at all?
I did when I walked in here.
Right.
It's rare. I try not to do it unless I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Like, of value, like this interview. So like if I'm not, I don't.
Word.
I don't like being seen unless I have to be seen.
Where's Casso on Snapchat?
Where's Casso? Y'all need to see if y'all really want to know what be going on. Yeah. Where's Casso? You see some amazing things.
SoundCloud.com/Casso?
SoundCloud.com/ Forever Casso.
Forever.
Because we were contemplating whether or not we were going to change the name.
No, dude.
Yeah, that's Forever Casso.
You kidding me?
Forever Casso.
Don't know, Picasso is his name.
Yeah. And then Casso is short for Picasso, so I was like, let's just do it. It was a couple artists that like had the similar name, but we're gonna blow them out the water. So I'm not stressed.
They might have the name, but they don't have any other stuff.
Mm-mm.
That's what's up, man. So let's play this new one. We'll come back and talk about some more stuff. Tune in to Live Free or Die Radio. We got Casso here. This is Wintertime Love. featuring Venice XM. You want to shout him out real quick?
Venice? Shout out to my homie Venice XM. Follow him on Twitter, Venice XM _. Follow him on the gram, Venice XM. And he on everything Venice XM. He got a song called Mood out right now. It's amazing.
That's what's up, Plug Life. We'll be back in a minute.
Too much. I can't sit you at the table if you don't bring too much. Just try and catch me sleeping, I can't blink too much. Benjamins are like excuses, you can't make too much, you feel me? So Lord, it ain't nothing but love for me. My wrist need carrots bigger than Bugs Bunny. If more time is something you feel like you want from me, understand I like you, but baby, I love money.
Like Poppy with the gold chain.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was Caso, the new one, Wintertime Love, featuring Venice XM. Caso.
Yes, sir.
Another one. And we got Priscilla with us now.
Peace, everyone.
How long you been sitting on that record?
Between you and me, for like 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So that, I mean, like, I'm getting more patient and with my releases. Normally I would like make a song and release it the next day.
Okay.
But I was sitting on that one for about 5 months. And we had to wait for the video to get done before we released the single, because I didn't want to release it without the actual video. And like I said, that was more so just the icebreaker, like a warning shot, just to show what we're capable of. It actually brought in a couple clients for the film company I was talking about earlier. So, you know, it did its job.
I like how you said between you and me, or on the air. It's like when it reminds me of old Kanye. I'm on TV talking like it's me and you, you and me. How'd I say that backwards?
But, why the transition? Why be more patient now?
Because I was eager to see things come into fruition, but, you know, I was putting in a whole bunch of energy and I was getting this, essentially the same result. So now I feel like if I have more calculated actions in regards to, like, when I actually do things, you know, I have a greater chance of success.
Right.
My only other big question about that song is, is it a DMX reference?
Yeah.
My dude.
Yeah, nobody noticed, but DMX, I started his verse off naming all the chicks, and I took the same flow, except I was talking about my real life, so.
My dude. That's what's up. I'm a huge X fan, so. That song gave me one of my funniest moments in Southie Boston.
Is this radio friendly?
Not entirely, but, so, you know that song, the Cisco one, Want, right?
Yeah.
And so there's this place, the stadium, where we used to go, and you could drink there or whatever, and it was a mess. And they had the jukebox, and you could play anything. And someone had that song on, and I'll never forget. It was like 11, probably at night. I don't know. It was late. Dude had been there all day, and just the whitest Southie dude you've ever seen. And you know at the end where Cisco goes, like, tell you one thing, I'm going to be for life.
Yeah.
The dude belts it out.
No.
Oh, yeah. He just threw his arms out, head back. It was his favorite song of the song. And he just yelled it. And we were like, all right, dude. Like, he just,
the power of music.
My buddy and I still talk about it because we were like, just picture that dude. I'm going to be like, no, you're not. But all right. But that's what's up. Anyway, so we got other stuff to talk about.
Yes, sir. Like these events coming up.
These events.
Again, the Renaissance Part 2. It's gonna be the Paris Street Gala. I'll be hosting alongside Ferry Vita. There'll be other performers, like I said before, Jonah and Oomph. Oomph is an amazing performer.
I love Oompa.
The first time I've ever seen her, I was like captivated and blown away at the same time. It was just I didn't know what to expect. And then to literally like watch like her like just unravel on stage and like give you herself like through her music, it was beautiful. So like my people reached out to her and we got her a part of this event.
Dope.
So if y'all don't come for anything, y'all definitely need to come and see that.
Yeah. She needs to send us some cleans. I've been on her. She keeps telling us we want to play her music. Tell her to send us some cleans, Casa.
I'll try.
She's amazing. Even if she doesn't send it, she's still amazing.
I only listen to artists with radio friendly music.
Right. Anyways.
Anyway, no. She's buzzing real hard, real fast.
Yeah.
People are fired up about her.
Yeah.
We got this other event though, happening March 25th, mm-hmm. that I believe you're also a part of.
Yeah, actually, I believe we're recording 24 songs in 24 hours.
24 yes. songs in 24 hours with 24 artists.
Oh, you had a list of great names. I remember you were telling me the names when I had seen you the other day, and like some of these artists that you've like compiled together, like it's a beautiful mix of like this melting pot that is Boston, you know, like all the different sounds and the variety of like artists that stem from the city. I'm excited to like just be a part of it.
I appreciate that. It's all people who have been through here and we rock with. That's something we really try to do, is like if you come through here, we're going to keep involving you in everything you do, and we'll all grow together. Because whether that's the whole point of this platform is building it, and there's not really a platform in the city.
Yeah.
So building it and growing with the artists, trying to keep pace with everybody. So we reached out to 24 artists, maybe 26 because a couple couldn't do it, but we reached out to 24. We got them all lined up. We're doing it at the Bridge Sound and Stage on the 25th. And we're going to get in there, and we are going from 11 a.m. on Saturday to 11 a.m. on Sunday. We're lining up some delicious sponsors right now, trying to get some energy drinks and some food. And we got a few sponsors already. Shout out to Table Manners. Shout out to The Bridge. And we're locking all that in. We're going to do the recording. Then we're going to have a release party 2 weeks later. And
yes.
It's going to be dope. It's going to be wild. I'm excited because I can't wait to see what people are going to do. You have 1 hour. Every artist has 1 hour to record a song. So 30 minutes recording, 30 mixing, maybe 45, 15. Shout out to Alex Allinson and David Lightfoot, or just Lightfoot, who are doing the mixing for us. They're good. They mix on the fly. So everything's going to sound dope.
Especially Lightfoot.
Hey, Alex is no slouch either.
I haven't had an opportunity to hear mixing from Alex, but I know Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Personally, Lightfoot is a monster.
He is. He was actually in here talking about The Shift the other day, so check that out if you haven't. The Shift, he did a beat tape in 8 hours over at Mass Apparel.
Monster.
And they're going to do that. Yeah, every other month they're going to have a different producer. They're doing it with Billy Loman in April. Mm-hmm. So crazy. Yeah, Lightfoot's a beast. And he didn't have to do this. He's actually stepping away to focus more on production, but this is like one of his last hurrahs recording. So. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Lightfoot for that, but we're going to get tight. Already a bunch of artists have hit me up. They're like trying new things because some people, I mean, I'm sure you don't normally record a song in an hour.
I mean, I like one verses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I want to actually attempt to, because when we do this, I want to see if I can record the song within like 15, 30 minutes and then get 30 minutes of mixing.
That's what's up.
I want to see if it can sound dope before the hour's up.
It's going to be interesting because there's a strategy. It's different than a normal studio session. Yeah. But what we're going to do right now is we are going to pick the order. I don't know how it's going to go. I got a bunch of names. I'm going to put them in a hat, and we're going to see when people get, because someone's going to have to go at 3 a.m. on Sunday, and we can't just make someone do that. We got to do a bit of a surprise. So, just took my hat off.
Oh, I'm partaking in the picking?
Hell yeah.
Oh, this is dope.
We should have this live probably, but we'll do that another time. It's live on the air, whatever. So.
Oh no, we live, baby.
Oh, we live. we're live. So some of these people have conflicts. So I know who they are. I don't want to shout their name out. So I'm going to pick the names, and some of them I might need to put back in. So I'm trying to be respectful. If I can kill a minute here, I got to be a little respectful of people's time, because some people have work, there's a show that night, some people have gigs, so not everyone is available the full 24. Let me get my spreadsheet up. Talk about getting things together. I've been chasing 24 rappers around for the past 2 weeks, and it is exhausting, I will not lie to you. How do I zoom out, man? All right, this is amateur. I don't know how to zoom out on Google. Anyway, we got the list here. We're going to go through.
Did you want to hold it? How did you want to do it?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I'm going to pick them because some people can't go. So, first up, 11 a.m. Saturday. All right, we got the Rec Shop Movement kicking it off at 11 a.m. We don't know what MC they're going to send, but there's a good likelihood that it's Shalom. Maybe it's Paranom. Maybe it's SD Knack. You never know. But shout out to Rec Shop Movement.
I feel like we should have some sort of like sound to go after that.
We should have sound, but we're not a professional show yet. We're working on it.
Clap it up together.
We'll get sound effects next time we do a 24-hour recording sesh. Right. Up next, at noon, we have Seti Zoo. Shout out to Seti Matic. He might freestyle the whole thing. I don't know if you guys know Seti, but I don't think he's ever actually recorded a song that he written. Maybe one. Cardboard Hearts, maybe. Next up, we have Mertz at the 1 p.m. slot. Where's Mertz at? He's good. He can do that time.
Do you want me to write it down?
I got it. I got it. Anyway, so at 2 p.m., Raelle. Shout out to Raelle. She's in Hong Kong right now.
Okay. Raelle's pretty dope.
Raelle's very dope. She is up there with Caso. Is like two of my, like, when is it going to happen?
Okay, I got you on the next name.
Next name, at 3 p.m., we have, oh, he can't do it that time. He's going back in. 3 p.m., we have Lotus Taylor.
Ooh. Word. There
we go.
Word.
At 4 p.m., he can't do it at that time. At 5 p.m., no, at 4 p.m., we have Justin Clancy.
I'm weak at this.
Clancy has a new sound, too, by the way. I'm real excited. He doesn't even rap anymore. That might be on the low, though. At 5 p.m., we have Rex.
It is.
Oh,
easy, homie.
I'm slipping with
at 6 p.m., keep them in the hat. Don't pull them out in advance.
I'm trying to help you make this quicker.
6 p.m., we have Tayshaun Taylor.
Trying to come up with the rules.
At 7 p.m., another mystery person. At 7 p.m., Chronic Tone.
Mm.
Damn, he's one of the night owls, though. He could have easily done the 3 a.m. shift. At 8 p.m., can he do it then? Fran P.
Mm.
Fran P is dope.
Fran P is dope. Everyone involved is dope, by the way. I don't want people to think any of these people are not dope.
I'm just saying the ones that I know.
At 9 p.m., we have someone who can't do it at 9 p.m. He's got a gig that night. At 9 p.m., another person who has a gig that night. At 9 p.m., Time and Lep. Those dudes fried the LFOD cypher last year. Fried it. At 10 p.m., we have Casso.
Woo! I don't know why I knew it was going to be me right there.
Give yourself a clap.
Oh,
I messed up. Okay, hold on. Wait.
You're slipping.
No, it's not even going to come up.
Hey. Yeah, we need music next time for this. All right. All right, you sing it.
I got you.
All right, 11 p.m., we have a mystery person. Noon, and come on. 11 p.m., we have Bug Out from Granite State. Shout out to Bug Out. Granite State, one of the first rap groups out of New Hampshire to make any noise at all. They used to run with Static back in the day. At midnight, we have Notoriety.
Woo! I love Notoriety.
Fan favorites, Notoriety. Everyone loves them, loves them.
They're amazing.
At 1, we have someone who may or may not be confirmed, so I'm just going to set them aside. And we'll announce that later. At 2, someone who can't make it. At 2, we have Prano. Shout out to Prano.
Yes.
Very responsive. He checks his DM. He's back in 5 seconds. Everything we've needed. He's been very professional. At 3 a.m., we have Bad Decisions Collective.
I'm on point now.
You are.
That's good for them, too. Those boys are now night owls. So, at 4 a.m., we have Mo Pope.
Get a real one, too.
Real one.
One of their records. That was the first record I was ever on in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mo. Then his new record's amazing.
Torch song.
Yup. Yep. It's amazing, dude. It's very good. So shout out to Mo. 5 a.m. Oh, Bakari JB.
That's Bakari.
He's going to kill me for that time, though. But
I'm alive. Did he win the trophy last year for the Hoop Hop?
Well, he organizes it, so he always wins.
Oh, no, he doesn't. No, I won it last year before that. He only won last year because I wasn't there, Bakari. Ooh. I want you to know that. Ooh. And if I decide to come back, you ain't winning again.
Ooh, shots fired.
Facts.
6 a.m. is another mystery. 7 a.m., we got Mike Wing. Eight a.m. is another semi-confirmed person. We had mad people say they were down and then apparently lose their phones for about 2 weeks. So we might need some replacements. So if you're tuned in and you think you want to do this, we got some time slots for you. 9 a.m. Tim Nyan, bright and early. And our final spot, 10 a.m. Sunday morning. We got Cody Pope capping it off. And there we have it. 24 artists.
No, that, we can get the same one for the end. Hold on.
Yeah, get the big applause.
Please hold for the big applause. We're getting the crowd in here. Okay, now the crowd's here.
Oh, yes.
That was beautiful.
So, guys, if I live through this, this is going to be one of the greatest months of my life. But I've been hustling very hard to put this together. And then at the end of it, I have to spend 24 hours awake because they're not letting me sleep. I told the engineers I was like going to come and go. And they're like, you got to be kidding me. We're recording this. I know we're getting paid, but you are here the entire time. You're not sleeping on the couch. So shout out to our eventual energy drink sponsor who is going to get me through that.
Probably I might stay for a couple hours myself.
Energy drinks in Fronto. And basically, yeah, dude, actually, I'm glad you said that because I want people to, like, kick it at it and, like, link with artists. I want people to come early and see what other artists are doing and stay late. And I want it to be, like, you know, a building sesh. So, anyway, that's the deal. We're going to record it March 25th. The release is going to be later. We are locking in a venue right now. If you're tuned in and you're a venue and you're like, wow, I really want to do that release party, maybe hit us up. Everything is at LFOD Radio, except for Twitter, which is Live Free OD Radio. I'm going to play a record and we're going to get back here. This is that Kyle Bent jam, Rotten Apple Seeds. This has been my record lately. I like all this stuff. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be back with Casso and Priscilla after this.
Yeah. Who would've believed? Who would've believed what the boy conceived? Been planting seeds from overseas to NYC. I look around at my generation, great men I see. But all they see is TV screens that drown us teens and negative thoughts that change our talk and change our walk. That got us calling young girls thoughts like they ain't human. Assuming that y'all all got hearts and y'all got moms that put you on this earth. But what the hell are you doing? But I just sit back and observe our reality. Money in our genes like we merge with the salaries. Countries all compete, cause a whole bunch of casualties, wars and etc. Then cover up with charities. The cycle's so amusing, but not more than this psychology I'm using just to spark another movement so that maybe I can be the Peter Parker. This music stopping money hungry goblins trying to swallow up the human race. Race wars and hate for different ethnicities got you taking what ain't yours. I'm talking life, you put it on the line to make money. Left us with less mores, yet we try and get more. We've been praying all our lives that we might see brighter days. These brighter days are in sight. Yeah, it's gonna take time, no it won't be right away. This life will change in due time. Understand this ain't a game no more. We've been playing in this game too long. Either move or get moved. We've been living life in vain too long. Can't change for the change no more. What the hell we gonna do? Sure, I just sit back, observe our predicament. Where's the unity if we throw dirt on our immigrants? Further divide our daughters and sons with barters and guns and shoot them if he cross it for us, don't run. I'm talking, I'm trying to spark something in your conscience. Something that I know is there but long has been forgotten. When the world gave you hate instead of love and left you hardened. But I know to seek and harvest even if the apple's rotten. Look, I'm saying don't lose hope, don't lose your innocence. In a sense, you're not the only one who's met indifferences. People around the globe look for love and still missing it. But never lose your glow, someone's using it for vision. Little did you know, you too are an inspiration for a little kid whose only role model is television. And that's regardless if a father is present. Cause nowadays it ain't Oscar when they watch garbage on Netflix. No substance, yet another subscription to a digest that's making us digest. Money, hunger, and violence, bringing pain to the projects. Holding hammers for glamour, the pennies inside your pocket leave many men in the slammer. And things just ain't getting better. That's what they tell us on the news, and it clearly got us confused. Because even when we improve, we still stuck on our prior views. That the world is made up of bad, but that mindset just makes us cruel. But things we already knew. We've been praying all our lives that we might see brighter days. These brighter days are in sight. Yeah, it's gonna take time, no it won't be right away. This life will change in due time. Understand this ain't a game no more. We've been playing in this game too long. Either move or get moved. We've been living life in vain too long. Can't change for the change no more. What the hell we gon' do?
Hey, that was the Kyle Bent Rotten Apple Seeds. Shout out to Kyle. His podcast up to soundcloud.com/LFOD if you want a snippet. Mixcloud.com/LFOD radio if you want the whole thing. Kyle's a dope artist. And yeah, amped about that. We got Caso here still for a couple more minutes.
Yes, sir.
Anything you didn't get to tell people that you want to tell people?
If you need clothes, buy Scream's clothing. If you need music to listen to, Caso's dropping music all year. If you need events to go to, there's an amazing event happening on March 10th at the Paris Street Gala with an amazing collective of artists that you need to be at. If you don't have ticket money, come talk to me. I take care of you. If you don't have a ride, come talk to me. I take care of you. If you don't have ticket money and a ride, that sounds like a personal problem. I can't really. Yeah. But I think I'm good. I think I shouted out everything I had to shout out. Make sure I show love to, oh, first of all, show love to you, Uncle Sam, LFOD Radio, like, for letting me come.
Definitely.
Oh, Priscilla too. But for letting me come out here, for letting me speak, you know, for playing the music, you know, always being supportive.
Absolutely,
dude. Since the beginning. So, like, this is beautiful for not only, like, the culture, but the city, you know?
Word.
Like, they say there's no unity, but, like, they're not looking hard enough.
My dude.
Word. I can't tell if you're excited or not because your voice is, like, so smooth and so, like, chill.
This is my mask.
Got you.
When I take the mask off, then you see.
Got you. Yeah, so.
He's excited. This is like high energy for Caso.
Word.
Level of energy. He rocks hard live too, though. You go in.
When it's a live performance, I transform into a monster. You got. If you don't have.
Word. Let me tell you, the stars aligned definitely because I met Caso at his studio a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
Yep.
See, I didn't even know he had a studio.
You gotta come by. I'm really secretive and reclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
You gotta see him live though, because he's such a gentleman, Black Morris. He like would apologize. He had the one song, he was like, ladies, like, I just need you to know, like, I don't personally feel this way, but this is the type of music that, you know, the fellas want to hear, so I just have
words
to,
verbatim. Don't judge me.
I have to do this, and you know, it's just an emotion I have to express. And then he takes his shirt off, and he's like talking about getting. I can't even say anything on that.
Yeah, you can't say. But
just as long as you don't use pussy as a term.
Nah, because you sunned me at the Poetry Slam. I heard you like do the whole thing.
Word.
I wanted to actually incorporate that in the song and give you a shout out, but that'll be later time.
Okay, yeah. Word, I'm here.
Priscilla does not like that word being used in a derogatory way.
To be a compliment.
You still can't say it on the radio though. It's still a curse.
Oh, it's not? I mean, what if you're saying pussy cat? Like, it's not. That's
yeah, I
not
mean,
right.
There's
okay.
Probably, you know, little things you can do.
Right. Okay. So, gotcha.
If you want a ticket or a ride, let me know you're there. I got
okay.
you. You need to be there.
I got
need
you.
To be
I'm
there.
Always there to support, and I love Farrah. So yeah.
All right. Say no more.
Yeah.
And Oompa.
All right. So you did. So that means you're there, Uncle Sam. That
yeah.
means you're coming.
Everyone.
All right,
yeah. It's a party.
The whole fam's coming.
That's what's up. All right, then. So we're going to get out of here with one from the homie, Tayshaun Taylor. Hip Hop Transformation will be in the building next Tuesday. I'm amped. I love having these kids on. They get me. Oh, look at your face. They can't see it.
I worked with them over the summer.
Yeah,
I'm
they're
excited.
Awesome. It's a great thing they have going on in the city of Cambridge. And Tayshaun and Lotus in particular are two of them who really took off out of
Word.
It. They took the tools and ran with it. And they've had
shout
some good stuff
Darren.
Coming out. So big shout out to Darren for all that he does. And this is Tayshaun Taylor. No joke. We'll be back next Tuesday. Live free or die.
Peace.
Yeah. And I ain't no joke. And I ain't no joke. And I ain't no joke. So don't try to tell me I can have this. Well, I got the appetite of a savage. You need this talk, but you ain't bout action. I ain't no joke.
Ain't no joke.
Dudes ain't spineless, you back.
Yeah.
Y'all error backwards,
yeah.
Time for reaction.
Yeah.
Funny how you sell your soul to go platinum. I ain't no joke.
I ain't no joke.
I live and I breathe for the music. Truth is, everything I speak, therapeutic.
Yeah.
But they see I spit nasty, they confuse it with mucus. You confuse Lucifer with Confucius. You idolize people that don't even do shit. But flex on the gram and act stupid. I'm seeing more squares than a motherfucking Rubik's Cube. You ain't notice?
You ain't never notice?
You know the boy spit potent, my flow sick. I've been baptized in the ocean. The rest of y'all just washed up, man. Tell me where the soap is. Y'all tryna fuck the world with a Trojan. I'ma fuck the world with the Romans.
Yeah.
Eradicating every single lane while I'm roaming. Y'all
yeah.
tryna switch lanes, but
yeah.
I'm splitting up the seas like
yeah.
a Moses.
Yeah.
Show me my opponents, put them in a box like they homeless. Decapitate a nuke, then I punt them. Never stayed in the clouds like a nuke couldn't focus. God
damn,
you can really speak to the heavens. Messing with a priest with a Wesson. Yeah, I got a heart, but I can go beast in a second. Let me show you how to speak with a weapon. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all nuke. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all nuke. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all nuke. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all nuke. Man, I ain't no joke. What was you waiting for? Boy, I am the hottest. I know that you see it. I know that you feel it. Do not be dishonest. I know that you plotting on me. Ain't no one stopping me. Ain't no one topping me. All of you niggas is cock out of me. You period rappers ain't chasing no commas. You not that you do not want drama with me. You don't want a war with a war vet.
Nope.
You don't want a race with a Corvette.
Nope.
You don't want beef. I'ma bring you that heat. Go 0 to 100. You ain't scored yet. I've been killing rappers. I ain't bored yet. Cause all you other dudes not hot.
Nope.
You tryna cut block. I'ma give you 5 shots. Ting a mo. Shirt to a crop top. God.
Damn.
Is it me you desire? You don't need no reminder. I don't pray to soldiers, I pray to survivors. Cause lately them preachers don't preach to the choir.
Nah.
I look like hearing truth from a lie. I look like calling fake news. Cause all of you niggas just turn to Mariahs, Malayas. And all of these girls we admire. That's a metaphor for
what I mean.
They can never stick to the agenda. It's whatever, man, they. They can't even stick to a gender. Come on, man, you never been better.
No.
You get cheese like you allergic to cheddar.
Yeah.
Never put my trust in a second guess. Is proof. Stretch him, then I put him on a stretcher. No joke.
Holy Moses.
Man, I ain't no joke. The time for games is over. I've been hearing a whole lot of nothing from y'all. It's time for a true king to rise.
No, 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 no.
Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no, no.
Middle finger scream, fuck y'all. Man, I ain't no joke.
No, no.
WMFO in Medford. This is Skybar. This is called Fix It.